Sonnier cleared the last of the stone from the iron door in the floor. The church doors were locked, the sun having set hours ago. He'd not said a word to any of the workers, merely thanking them for their labors, and explaining that he intended to take a few days' rest so they wouldn't be needed back until next week. He'd not even told his precious mistress what he'd found. The door lay flush to the floor with no lock. He wedged the tip of an iron bar beneath one edge of the door and pried upward. He wiggled the bar, working the rusted metal. After several efforts, the hinges screamed, and the door pivoted open and froze in place, pointing toward the ceiling. He shone the lantern into the dank opening. Narrow steps led down 5 yards to a rough stone floor. A surge of excitement swept through him. Lamp in hand, he crept down, staring ahead into a rectangular space chipped from rock. An archway divided the room in half. Then he saw the bones. The outer walls were pocked with oven-like cavities, each one containing a skeletal occupant. He shone the light near a few of the tombs and saw that each was identified with a chiseled name. All were Dodpool. Dates ranged from the 16th to the 18th centuries. He counted. 23 filled the crypt. He knew who they were. The Lords of Wren. Beyond the center arch, a trunk lying beside an iron pot caught his eye. He stepped over, lamp in hand, and was startled when something glistened back. He bent down. The iron kettle was filled with coins. He lifted one out and saw that they were French gold pieces, many bearing a date, 1768. Hard to tell how many filled the cauldron, but when he tested its weight, he was unable to move the container. He reached for the trunk and saw that its hasp was not locked. He opened the lid and saw leather-bound journals and something wrapped in an oilskin cloth. He laid down the lamp and peeled back the top fold. The light again caught a sparkle. Diamond. The breath left him. Lying within the trunk was a cache of jewelry.